This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair. I'm Dustin Huffman. For years, the soybean industry focused on finding new uses for soybean oil. Today, thanks in part to growing demand from renewable diesel and other biofuels markets, that challenge has largely been met. But now industry leaders say the next opportunity lies in creating demand for increasing volumes of soy meal being produced by a rapidly expanding crush sector. We'll talk with the folks at the United Soybean Board next.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th. Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart. Live.
While renewable diesel and expanded soybean processing have created new demand for soybean oil, industry leaders say the next challenge is making sure soy meal demand keeps pace. On my recent visit to Washington, D.C., I spoke with Pat Guyberson, a New Jersey Farmer United Soybean Board member, and he said the conversation around soybean demand looks very different than it did a generation ago.
You know, if you go back, this is 35 years now we've been doing the checkoff. Back then it was, what are we going to do with all this oil? Now it's, what are we going to do with all this meal? It's funny how in 35 years, things have just flipped totally around. And, you know, we're trying to keep up with that, because if you go back 35 years ago, we were at about 1.8 to 2 billion bushels. Now we're 4 billion bushels we're producing. So we're keeping up with it. I mean, we've exported close to 2 billion bushels so far last year. So, I mean, these are all things that the checkoff, the dollars that these farmers put in, we're trying to make something happen with it, trying to increase demand here domestically and abroad.
Guyberson says the challenge facing the soybean industry today is very different than it was when the checkoff program first began. For years, soy leaders worked to build markets for soybean oil. The growth of renewable diesel and other biofuels has helped create new demand for that side of the soybean. But now the intention is increasingly turning towards soy meal. As new crush plants come online and process more beans, additional meal supplies are being generated alongside the oil. That means finding new customers, whether through livestock feed, industrial applications, or international markets, will be critical to maintain demand growth in the years ahead.
But yeah, I mean, the meal end of it, you know, once again, we've always looked to the meal and we didn't know what to do with the oil. Now the vice versa is happening. But we're looking at other countries too that we normally didn't look at in the past. Mm-hmm. Sub-Saharan Africa, those places where they have growing economies that are looking for more protein in their diet. Well, the meal fits that.
Right.
So these are, you know, also opportunities. Plus what we're looking at too is increasing rations here into our hog production, into our poultry production. So that kind of helps bring that bottom line up for the farmer all the way across the board. You're getting more money instead of exporting the meal by itself, exporting the pork, exporting the poultry. So, it's, you know, it's a ramp up as you go.
As soybean production has continued to grow over the past several decades, the industry has worked to ensure demand keeps pace. Guyberson says that effort now includes looking beyond traditional export markets and identifying new opportunities for soy meal utilization. Some of those opportunities include growing livestock sectors around the world, expanding poultry and pork production here at home, and the development of new industrial products that can make use of soybean-based ingredients. With additional soybean processing capacity coming online across the country, many industry leaders believe meal demand will become increasingly important as a part of conversations moving forward. The goal, according to Guyberson, is to make sure that every part of the soybean continues to provide value for farmers while supporting long-term market growth. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.